And look, we quite often hear that we need to try and transition to a greener, brighter future. And sometimes that is easier said than done. Public Ledger happening very shortly to see if we can investigate some of those ways for us right here in the Hunter. And Professor Richard Bush is all over this. He's from the Global Innovation Chair, International Centre of Balanced Land Use. Good morning, Richard. Public Lecture is entitled A Bright Green Future for the Hunter. What are some of the avenues that will be presented on the day?
Well, look, Mark, we're going to be talking about ways in which agriculture can link with the energy sector. There's a lot of material waste in Australia's agriculture and bioeconomy that can create new jobs, new value, and new resources to deal with the clean energy future, and also a dollar back onto the farm,
Richard,
the enterprise takes place.
Richard, I'm glad that you did mention jobs, because in this whole idea of transitioning from one type of economy to another, people get very apprehensive about jobs. They see that jobs may be going, and the amount of jobs to replace them may not be there. But if we can turn that conversation around and start pointing out where the jobs may be, that will, if nothing else, alleviate some fears that people will have.
Yeah, and I've been travelling all over the world for the last 4 or 5 months looking at ways in which other regions have successfully transitioned, and I've just come back from the UK where they've got a big power station that's closed down and also transitioned to renewable energy, and this region around Yorkshire, Sheffield has gone through a mining transition as well, and they tell me that they've generated nearly 70,000 new jobs over the last 10 years through the bioeconomy.
Okay.
$220 billion new revenue.
Yeah, that number, 70,000, is a very big number. And I guess it's very topical for us in the Hunter at the moment, because there's the talk that a power station just to the northwest of here may disappear in the next few years. Of course, we've had the downturn in mining. Where are the, to use a well-worn catchphrase, where are the jobs of the future coming in that UK example that you've just cited?
Well, the one we were looking at was through new materials that are being generated from waste streams. So they're taking organic waste streams and making new materials, plastics, fertilisers, even new types of fuel to generate power. They've also got technology industries that have developed around the infrastructure that you need to take waste materials and recycle them back into resources for enterprise, such as green chemical production. So there's quite a diversity of jobs that are, are emerging when people put their mind to it.
I guess if we're following some of those examples, you can almost visualise almost factories with people, doing all of this and creating all of those job opportunities there. I guess if we come along for the actual lecture, we'll hear a little bit about that. What else will be shared as part of the Bright Green Future for the Hunter?
Well, we're going to share an example around how the Port of Rotterdam, one of the world's largest ports, is becoming a shining example of the low-carbon future. So it's generating jobs and also moving to, a future where it's emitting far less carbon dioxide and dealing with the challenge of climate change, at the same time maintaining its importance for an export port. So we're looking at the similarities of that and potential role for the Hunter port to become an international example of a low-carbon economy. And we'll also be talking about really practical things that are going on in the Hunter, such as the development of the biofuel industry in the Upper Hunter and how that might link nicely with the mining sector.
Richard, it is very poignant, very topical, and very timely as well that this is happening at the moment. We've got some details on our webpage of the lecture itself. Thank you for sharing just a little bit of that with us this morning.
Thank you.
There he is, Professor Richard Bush. Will be a very interesting public lecture, and it's good to see that it may not be all doom and gloom if the word transition comes to play here. 27 past 10, that's the Bright Green Future for the Hunter Public Lecture at 2NURFM 103.7.